John chapter 2 verse 1 to 11. We've been walking through the scripture and just experiencing and seeing that it is possible for things to turn around even at the end. John chapter 2 from verse 1 to 11. The Bible says, "And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there." Verse 2, let's make it fast. "And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine." Verse 4. "Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour has not yet come. His mother says unto the servant, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. There were six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two of the three firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now, and bear out unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. Verse 9, and when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and when knew not whence it was, but the servant which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom." Verse 10 says, "And he says unto them, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men are well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now." And verse 11, the final verse this morning. "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him." The Bible said in that verse 10, it said, normal men, or men generally, they put the best in the beginning. Oh, that is, with men, there is a principle called the law of diminishing returns. But with our God, there is no diminishing returns. In fact, with our God, the best has not happened. The best is yet to come. With our God, the path of the righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. So I'm speaking to somebody. I don't know if you have seen anything big deal before. I don't know if you have seen anything that wowed you before. I want to tell you that good old days may exist, but there is better new days coming for you. I said there is better new days coming for you. In the name of Jesus. So I want to look at another dimension from this story. The dimension where the Bible said the governor did not know, but the men that brought the drink, they do know. So I see there that there is a tendency, there is a need for you and I to follow knowledge. So this morning, what I will share in a little minute is follow knowledge. Follow knowledge. Look at your neighbor, tell them, say, follow knowledge. In John chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible was speaking about Jesus from John chapter 1 verse 1. And by the time you get to John chapter 1 and verse 5, the Bible says, "And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend him." Now, this light that the Bible was talking about is Jesus himself. Remember that in Genesis chapter 1, when there was chaos upon the earth, the first thing that God created, or God spoke into being, was not the sun. The Bible said, "Let there be light." What light was it that God was talking about? Was that the sun? No, it was not the sun. It was the fact that if you now get to John chapter 1 and you start to read that Jesus himself was the Word, and the Word was God, and nothing was created that was not created by him, that means when God was saying, "Let there be light," it was a dimension of the reflection or the manifestation of Jesus that God was bringing into being there. Because the creative power of God, the creative dimension of God, which is Jesus himself, the Bible is telling us in John chapter 1 verse 5 that he is light. God is light. God is light. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, he says, please pull that up. Media, you have to walk quickly with me, please. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5. Oh, glory to God. He says, this is then the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness. God is light. Jesus is light. In him there is no darkness. In fact, what Jesus came to do was to create many lights. The Bible speaking in Matthew chapter 5 and 13 and 14. It says, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. And in Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1, the Bible says, arise and shine, for your light has come. God has made you light. God has made me light. God wants you to shine as light. And you need to understand that the converse side of it, or the other side of it, will be that there will be darkness, and darkness will be the devil. The devil is darkness. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, the Bible said that we are wrestling. There is a wrestling match going on, and the wrestling match is happening with the powers of darkness. So one of the things that is happening, in fact, spiritual warfare is really a contest between light and darkness. So there is light versus darkness. So if you can understand what light is and understand what darkness is, you will be able to take advantage of the understanding of light and prevail over darkness. Because, ladies and gentlemen, just like John chapter 1 verse 5 says, that the light shines in darkness and darkness could not stop it. Darkness could not comprehend. If you can get the light to shine, you can get the darkness away. Sometimes many people are debating a lot about darkness, but they have forgotten that the best thing that you can do for darkness to get it out is not to describe it, is for light to shine. So whenever you find darkness, look for light. No matter how small that light is, that light is still better than a thick darkness. Because as small as the light is, especially if it is a light that can grow, if it's a light that can get better. The Bible speaking in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18 says, the path of the righteous is like a shining light. So there is something called a shining light. If you put a shining light somewhere, that light will brighten things day after day. And I know that you are a shining light. That's why I know your year will get brighter. Your year will get brighter. As you grow old, you will get better. As you advance in age, you will get better in every sense of the word, in the name of Jesus. Now, light is a person. That's a dimension, and I will still talk a little bit about that. But much more than light is a person, there is a concept of light. When we begin to talk about light, in fact, sometimes even in the natural, if you want to see the depiction of insight, the depiction of somebody saw it, somebody had a eureka, somebody was able to figure it out suddenly, they will draw a bulb. You know, I don't know if you've seen some of those pictures where they will draw a bulb at the head of the person, meaning light has come, meaning something has happened. So that means, in that sense, that when there is darkness, darkness is the absence of something. And what is that? Darkness is the absence of the will of God. Darkness is the absence of the knowledge of God. So if I can bring the knowledge, if I can bring the will of God, I have brought a light. The Bible speaking in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18. It says, they have been alienated, they have been excommunicated from the kingdom of God because of darkness. It says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, or being alienated from the light through the ignorance. So what is darkness? Darkness is the absence of the will of God. Darkness is also ignorance. Let me tell you the truth. The Bible calls the devil the prince of the power of the air. It calls him the powers of darkness. You know that darkness there is ignorance. A major part of it is ignorance. One of the things that the devil uses over many of God's people is not what they think it is, it's ignorance. Many of the mountains that people have is their ignorance. Many of the things that are putting people in pressure is their ignorance. I saw a movie this week. Is it Emancipation? That movie by Will Smith. Emancipation? All right. And there were people still in the slave camp when Lincoln had said there was freedom. Why were they in the slave camp? Ignorance. So it is possible for somebody to have deliverance and not experience freedom because of ignorance. That is why many people who have been translated to the kingdom of light are still experiencing darkness. Not necessarily because the darkness is powerful, but the darkness is using a technology called ignorance. And this morning I'm telling you, if there is anything I'm praying that God will do for you as you leave 2022 towards 2023, is that every area of ignorance, the light of God will shine upon it in the name of Jesus. What is ignorance? Ignorance, many definitions for it, and I will get into that. But one of it is being without knowledge. Being without knowledge. Proverbs 19 verse 2 says, for a soul to be without knowledge, it says, is not good. Proverbs 19 verse 2. For a soul to be without knowledge, he says, is not good. So ignorance is being without knowledge. Ignorance is being without knowledge. When you do not know, when you have no information, when you have no revelation, because the suffering will continue. Time doesn't heal things. Time doesn't make things better. Time can even make it worse. What makes things better is when there is light. Remember that Isaiah chapter 60 says, arise and shine. Why? Because your light has come. You will be in darkness. You will be in a place of immobility if your light doesn't come. As soon as your light comes, you can rise and you can shine. As soon as ignorance is dealt with, sometimes you will even be looking for that problem. You won't find it again. I think it was our bishop that said one story, and some people said they went to meet light. You know Jesus' story. They went to meet light and they said there is darkness. Light said, okay, let's go there. And when light got there, light said, where's the darkness? They said, but there was darkness now. When you came, we just don't see darkness. Because once light shows up, darkness has to exist. That's why the Bible says in Psalm 119 and verse 30, it says, the entrance of your word brings light. So when I enter into your word, my darkness will have to excuse. When I enter and I have a revelation of your word, my darkness has to go. Psalm 119 verse 30. So ignorance is being without knowledge. Ignorance is darkness. The will of God, the word of God, information and revelation from God is light. So the entrance into that word is light. Psalm 119 verse 130. Psalm 119 verse 130. The light, the entrance of your word bringeth light. Also in Psalm 119 verse 105. Psalm 119 verse 105, the Bible says, your word is a light. Your word is a lamp. So the more of the word, not just the head knowledge of the word, but revelation of it, the more of it, I will begin to enjoy light. What is ignorance again? Or are there times of ignorance? I want to walk through a few times of ignorance, and then I'll give you a posture that will help you to be able to maximize knowledge. Because ladies and gentlemen, you need to follow knowledge. Can you imagine that at that wedding, Mary did not know? Like somebody told us, we should stop saying, Mary, did you know? Mary already knows. Amen to Jesus. By now, Mary knows. Now, we've been telling her, did you know? Did you know? Did you know? She will first say, I didn't know. But now she knows. And Mary knew that day. Imagine that Mary did not know. The shame would have continued, because the shame was just quarter to begin. It was just about to begin. He says they have no wine. And after they say they have no wine, then they will start, people will start getting anxious and all of that kind of thing. And in those days, you know that transportation was not what it was today. It's possible that they did 3 days journey for this wedding. And then you've done 3 days journey, you are famished, you came late for the reception, and some African brothers that came early, they ate third round, and they've helped themselves out and they finished everything. And you are wondering that the food has finished, like some food finished in one place last week. And you are wondering what happened to the food, what happened to the wine. And there was nobody that knew, but Mary knew. Not only did she know what, she also knew who. I'll get to it very soon. So, ladies and gentlemen, ignorance is not bliss. Some people say ignorance is bliss. What I don't know does not hurt me. That is where spiritual warfare is happening. What you don't know is what is putting you in problem. Because if you know, you will do. If you know, you will own. They that know, own. They that have the secret are the people that will be trading the secret. You know what they call, when somebody goes and patents something, they call it trademark. It means that when you know that secret and you go to the patent office and say, I'm the first person to find this, patent it in my name, what you are doing is you are already signing a trade. And now anybody that wants to use that product must make reference to you and also pay royalties back to you. So that means that because you found it, because you know, you can now begin to enjoy the fact that you know. I pray for somebody here, something that you will know in the remaining part of this year, in 2023, will give you an advantage in the name of Jesus. So there are different types of ignorance. There are different types of ignorance. Not all ignorance is ignorance. There is one ignorance of they know not. They just don't know. You know, some of these reels that you see on social media, they never know. Is it they never know? They're not going to know. They're going to know. They're not going to know. They're going to know. They're not going to know. So many people are in that place. They don't know. They don't know. And ladies and gentlemen, the truth is that you can be where it is and you may not know. If you read through scriptures, you see so many people sitting on things that they never knew that was it is. Gehazi did not know what he was sitting on. Elisha knew what he was sitting on. He got the double portion of Elijah. Gehazi did not know what he was sitting on. He lost out. And when Elisha died, what Gehazi was sitting on was still potent when the carrier still died. Imagine what would have happened if Gehazi got it. But he was there, but he did not know. So proximity is not enough. It is possible to be close. It is even possible to come to church. Ladies and gentlemen, don't believe it that because I showed up in church, I now know. No, there are so many ignorant people that are near what they should know, but they don't know. That is why one of the prayers that Paul always prayed, if you look through his epistle, he was always praying a dimension of prayer about knowledge. He would say something like this, I bow my knees to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Because he understands that if your eyes can open, if you can see it, you can seize it. If the devil can keep you from seeing it, he will keep you from having it. And that's what the devil has done. He has lied to so many people. He has told them they are fat. He has told them that they are ladies. Ladies don't do that. He has told them they are colored people. Colored people don't do that. He has told them this. This does not happen. There are many lies. Sometimes you say you are too young. Sometimes you say you are too old. Sometimes you say you are the wrong gender. Sometimes you say you are living in the wrong side of town. But all of this can be a lie, can be ignorance. And when you know, it will change the dynamics of things. So there is a type of ignorance where they don't know. And ladies and gentlemen, if there is anything you can do for yourself, you need to know. You need to leave the camp of they do not know. Especially, there are people that they don't know what and who that they are. Ladies and gentlemen, when you give your life to Christ, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 tells us, he says, God has blessed us with every blessing, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So that means that the day you gave yourself to Christ, what happened to you is that there was something credited to you that can take care of any problem. Now, the reality part of it is that you have to take what is in that realm and bring it into this realm. And many times, many of us, we don't advance in knowledge, we don't advance in knowing of converting spiritual realities to heavenly reality, heavenly realities to earthly realities. We don't know how to withdraw. And one way to know to get into that place where you are withdrawing is to improve your knowledge, is to know what and know who. You need to know who you are. Look at this scripture. It's a very sad scripture, but it is the truth. In Psalm 82, if you read verse 5, the Bible says, they know not, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. See how knowledge and darkness connect there. If you don't know, you are in darkness. If you know not, you are in darkness. He said, they know not, neither do they understand. They walk in darkness, and all the foundations of the earth are stable. What don't they know? Verse 6 says what they do not know. Pull it up, media. Verse 6 says, I said, ye are gods, and all of you the children of the Most High. God is saying, who I called you, you have not studied to know who you are. If you really know who you are, it will change what you do. It will change your posture. It will change how you behave. Remember that the Bible said, the prodigal son came to himself. The reason the trouble of the prodigal son ended was not because a new father was created. The problem of this prodigal son had always been there, and the solution had always been there. It was the day the Bible said he came to himself. He now begins to know. He now begins to come to a realization that, wait a minute, I am who God says I am. I am who my father says I am. How much more food will I have with my father? So one of the things you can do to yourself is know who God says you are. That's why I like that song that Sinatra sang. I'm walking in power. I'm working miracles. I live a life of favor. I know who I am. So you are going to walk in power. You are going to walk in miracle if you know who you are. There are times you will not walk in these things if you don't know who you are. Ignorance of who you are is not good. So in 2022, invest in knowing who you are. Don't let social media tell you who you are. Don't even let an authority figure tell you who you are. You are who God says you are. If God says you can, you can. So you will now echo back to God like the Apostle Paul says, I can do all things. I can do what he says I can do. Through Christ who strengthens me. He's the one that energizes me. So if I invest in knowing who I am, massive, massive. One of the things you can do for yourself, if you have a Bible that you can search, search scriptures that says I am, especially I am relating to you. You know, when Moses was going to go to Pharaoh, he asked God, he said, what name should I call you? Who do I tell them sent me? He says, tell them I am. Apparently, God was revealing something that some people are just finding out. That word I am, that verb to be, is probably the most used verb in all of human history. Why? If a man can come to the place where he knows the I am that he is, it's a beautiful thing. If you know that you are free, it's a beautiful thing. If you know that you are restored, it's a beautiful thing. If you know that the mistake, when you confessed, when you ask for forgiveness, if you know that the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses of from all sin, and the guilt, he said, death, where is your sting? He said, you sin, where is your power? It has been taken away. So if you know that, it will not hurt you again. There are too many people. The jail has been opened. The prison door has been opened, but they have not walked out of the prison. It is possible for somebody to be in prison, and then the prison door is open. They are still remaining in the prison. Just like in emancipation, Lincoln had said, free, you are free, but they were not free. Ladies and gentlemen, when you do not know, you are in bondage. The biggest bondage that you can be in is the bondage of you know not. When you don't know who you are, invest, read the scriptures where God says you are. If God says I am the apple of God's eye, I will say that. If God says I am the head, I will say that. If God says I am above, I will say that. What God says I am is greater than what I see. What God says I am is greater than what is happening to me, because to be is greater than to have. You have to be before you have. The Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 12, to as many as believed him, to them he gave the power to become. When they become, they will behold, they will have. So when you become, when you say who you are, when you come to yourself, there is nothing you will not have. He said in that scripture, I have said that you are gods. Then in the part, latter part, he said, because of ignorance, you will die like men. Man. It is possible for greatness to look like small and little because of ignorance. I pray for you. The eyes of your understanding will be open in the name of Jesus. Types of ignorance, they know not. What other types of ignorance? They know not enough. They know. They are not completely novice, but there is more. And that is the one that many people find themselves. They know it, but it is half. Let me tell you, half truth is pretty much a lie. Half truth can destroy. The truth is possible for the truth to be harmful, especially if there's a distortion there. And that distortion, if you don't know enough. Look at this scripture. There was this man in Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18 from verse 24 downwards. Acts chapter 18. The Bible said he knew something, but that was not all. It says in verse 24, it says, now a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John. That means that he knew, but he did not know enough. And ladies and gentlemen, it is not wrong not to know enough. The only wrong thing is to know little and think you know a lot. To know some and think you know all. In fact, I think the safe place to be is this. Always assume there is more to know. Because you see, the danger some people have is that they have come to that place that they think they know. They come to church. If the Bible pastor says, and John 10 verse 10, and the thief came not to, they are already quoting it. It's not bad to quote it. Quote it from the point of reminding yourself, but don't quote it from the point of, I already know that, I've been there, done that. Because ladies and gentlemen, most of the people that the things of God don't profit are the people that have head knowledge and have no revelation. It is possible for you to have head knowledge, mental accent. Your head is full of it, but it is your heart that needs to be full of it. Because ladies and gentlemen, it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. Ladies and gentlemen, so many people think that prayers are answered when you put them on your mouth. No, sir. It is when they come out from your heart to your mouth. Because if they are not in your heart and it's only in your mouth, the Bible calls it lip service. These people serve me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So if you are able to get it into your heart, not in your head, but in your heart, and to get it into your heart, I will show you how that works in a little bit. But let me tell you this, that the ignorance of not knowing enough is also ignorance. There is the ignorance of not knowing at all. Let me add one more ignorance, because of time I need to move out of here. There is the ignorance of that they know, but they don't know he who knows. They know a few things. They know that it's possible for a miracle, but do they know who does the miracle? You know, it is one thing to understand that light can be a concept, but light is actually a person. You don't only need to know light as information, even as revelation. You need to know him as a person. The reason why their end was better than their beginning was that Mary knew Jesus. Mary knew Jesus. He didn't just know about Jesus, because the Bible says his disciples also were there. But the disciples knew about him, but Mary knew Jesus. Mary remembered what they said about this child. Mary remembered when the angel said, the power of the Most High shall overshadow you, and that only thing that shall be born in you shall be called the Son of the Highest. So if he's the Son of the Highest, if there is a low, he can take it to the higher. So there is a low today. The wine is low. The wine, there's no wine. This Son of the Highest can take it. So she did not only know, but she knew who knew. In 2022, on 2023, don't only know him. Don't only know him. Light is conceptual. Light is also a personality. The Bible saying in John chapter 8 verse 32, it says, and you shall know the truth, which is as a concept, and you shall know the personality of the truth. It says, when you know the truth will make you free. So the more you know the truth, the more freedom you will enjoy. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So you need to know, and know who knows. There is something about knowing that changes everything. And I need to let you know this, that the people that really know are the people that will really do well in the same times. It is not just the people that are around, it is people that know their God. In Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, Daniel 11 32, the Bible says, they that know their God, they will be stronger. Because ladies and gentlemen, there will be things that you will hear on social media, there will be things that you will hear in the news media, but it is not what you hear from there that will determine your life. It is who you know. I like one scripture, bless me immensely. It is from Job. Job speaking in Job chapter 19. Oh, wonderful scripture. Job chapter 19 and verse 25. Job chapter 19 and verse 25. It says, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. You see, there is something about when you know whom you have believed. When you know whom you have believed, you may not see the evidence, but you know that it will show up. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming into the part where men need to know their God. There are too many people, when they see a few disadvantage and few discomfort here and there, they begin to panic. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to come to the days when you know your God. And how do you know your God? We spent some time in November talking about that. In Matthew chapter 11, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 downwards, Jesus said, learn of me. Learn of me. Become a student. Become perpetually a person that wants to know me. Have this personal perspective that I want to learn. I'm coming to church this morning. Show me your face. Show me your word. Give me a word. After I listen to the message, I go and listen to it again. What am I doing? I am learning. Because if I learn of him, I will know of him. Ladies and gentlemen, and when you begin to do this, if you add some of the postures that I will just run through, and we will pray right now, it will help your knowledge. It will be a practical way to follow in knowledge. Number one, how will you know? And what are the posture you can maintain? Because there is a posture that you can maintain that will allow you to know more about him. The first posture is the posture of humility. How will I know more of him? How do I position myself to learn more of him? I have to be humble. There is something about knowing that I don't know enough. There is something about humbling myself before him that makes him to be able to reveal himself to me, that makes me to be able to show himself more and more to me. Because there is something about a people that understands that there is not enough, I can still know more. If you are full, then you have no opportunity to be refilled. But if you know that you are not full, God will now fill you up. So you always have to come to him as somebody who knows that they can know a little more. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 2, the Bible says, And if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. Ladies and gentlemen, there is still more virgin islands and virgin dimensions in God. There are things that you don't know about God yet. There are things of God that you have not handled. There are things of God, there are depths in God. God is deep, and is the deep of the deep. So the deeper you go into him, the deeper you can still go yet. So what am I saying to you this morning? I am telling you that one of the postures that you can maintain as a person in 2022, the remaining days in this 2022 and in 2023, is the posture of humility. I can learn. Even when they are singing, I can learn. Even when they are praying, I can learn. Even when they are taking offering, I can learn. Several years ago, I heard one person praying, and I called my wife. She was my fiancé. Yeah, is that the female one? Fiancé, whatever it is. I called her and I told her, I said, I listened to this prayer. This guy was not praying with me. I was so blessed. I wasn't just a young believer then. I mean, some people that know me, I believe in prayer. I pray quite a bit. But I was so blessed. I was just so blessed. And I learned a lot from that prayer. Whenever I go to anywhere, if I listen to a message, if I go to a church, I'm always wanting to learn. And that is the attitude you must have. And the attitude is, I don't know enough. I can still learn more. What do I know that I can? I'm not bragging. No, I can learn more. So you have to have the posture of humility. What posture do you need to have to know? You have to have the posture of the fear of the Lord. The reverence. The horror of God. Friends, as we are looking at 2023, let one of the things that happened to you be a fresh baptism into the fear of God, into the awe of God. One of the things that is challenging our generation today is that God has been commonized. God has been trivialized. We have the Bible today, but many of us are not showing as much of this Bible. In the days when the Bible said concerning the early apostles that these are the ones that have turned their worlds upside down, they didn't have this Bible in print. They could not have it like this. They didn't have it all over the place. Some of us have it in our phone, but we have it, but it does not have us, because we don't come to it with reverence. You know, they told us that when they were translating the Bible, some people, when they come to the place of writing the name of God, Yahweh, they will go and take a shower, because they feel like to just write the name. But some of us were even using Jesus in sentences. Oh, Jesus! Oh! The fear of God. The fear of God. Because you see, God will show himself to the people that he knows honors him. He knows rever him. God is available, but he's not common. I was reading Matthew chapter 7, and in verse 6, the Bible says, don't cast your pearls to swine. What does that mean? Don't give important things to people that don't value it. So there are dimensions in God that you can never enjoy unless there is a value you place to it. There is a honor. You know, sometimes some of us come into service, some people say, the Spirit of God is here. And you're like, where's the Spirit of God? I don't see the Spirit of God. You know why that person knew the Spirit of God is there? He values it. He honors it. He respects God. And ladies and gentlemen, yes, Psalm 82 verse 6 says, I said you are gods. Meaning that we are in the class of our Father, God. But we are not gods. God is still God. And in the high time, it's high time many of us remember that God is still God, as is the governor among the nation. I want you to let the fear of God come afresh on you as you enter 2023. How will you not fear? And this is not fear of I'm afraid, but respect the person who can kill and can make alive. As far as life is concerned, men can kill, they can't make alive. Yes, they say they resuscitate. It's because there's still small life there. But if there's no life like Lazarus, there's no medical pill that can do that now. We don't know that. But the Bible calls him the resurrection and the life. That kind of personality, we need to fear him. Your approach to him must be that this is a consuming fire. This is God we're talking about. That is why anything you have to do with him, you need to put reverence there. just carry business. Don't just carry on like business as usual. No, we're talking about the God of the whole universe. Not just the God of Chicago. Do you know, when you're flying sometimes, and the higher you fly, the smaller things become. Now imagine the one that is most high. How big are you? We are like speck, like dust, like smoke, like nothing. And he loves you. And then you now take that love for granted. You just behave anyhow. Even some the way some people come to church, the kind of things people do in the presence of the Lord. Come on. It doesn't show the fear of God. One of the things God is even telling me is that Oga, I don't know what's Oga in English now. Oga is Oga, Oga, Oga. Not Oga like me. Oga is Senor, Senora, like in Spanish. It's like, hey, even your prayer. I know we pray in tongues and we do many other things, but some of us, we are praying in tongues and you are watching mercy. That's not the mercy of God now. There is a place for that. Sometimes you are doing other things and you're just praying under your breath. But if that's all your prayer, where's his respect? Where's his honor? In Malachi chapter 1, he says, if I am your boss, where's my honor? If I'm your God, where's my honor? There are many of us, one of the resolutions we need to make going into 2023 is this: I will honor God with my life, with my time. I will behave as if God sees me. You know, sometimes we don't behave like that. We behave as if it's pastor that sees us. So if pastor doesn't see it, you are doing it. Shh, excuse me, what's pastor doing? Small guy. But we are dealing with God. We are dealing with God. So this morning he's telling you, if you want to know, you have to be humble. If you want to know, you have to let the fear of God, let it overwhelm you. In Proverbs chapter 2 verse 5, give us that one quickly. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 5. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 5. As we begin to round up this morning, media, I don't like to always call your name, but help me, help me. Oh Lord. Will I not use this old style of somebody helping you open the Bible here and just read it out? Proverbs 2 verse 5. I think that system has crashed or is dead. Is it coming on? No. Proverbs 2 verse 5. Let me read it from here. And then we will begin to wrap up this morning. Is somebody getting anything from this message this morning? The Bible says in Proverbs 2 verse 5, it says, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So there is a connection to the fear of God and the knowledge of God. If I respect him, reverence him, I will know him. I will know dimensions of him that some people don't know. You know, we are all believers, but there are dimensions of God that some people have met that some of us have not met. Yeah. I mean, if you have been part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, I always say that people like Daddy Gio, they have some dimensions that some of us don't have. Why? Because of reverence for God. One day I was hearing him preach. He said, even my own fear of God is not just reverence, it's fear like you call fear. He said, I fear God. I know I'm not God, and I know he's God. I fear him. I reverence him. I move with this reverential fear for him. And because of that, I know a dimension of him that is beyond I read pages. It's a revelation. He opens himself up to me. Because God can open himself up to you, like he did for Moses. Posters that help you to know humility, the fear of the Lord. Let me add this one and I'll close with that. Hunger. 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 You will attract what you are hungry for. You will pull to yourself what you desire. So there is a dimension of knowing God that will never come without hunger. Hunger is a good tool. Hunger is very good. But David will say something like this. He says, as the deer panted for the water brook, so panted my heart after you. So there is a dimension of God that you will never see except you begin to hunger for it. Look at this scripture, and we are closing with this one. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. It says, therefore get wisdom. He says, in all your getting, get understanding. What does that mean? Be hungry for knowing more. Be passionate about it. Invest in knowledge. Invest in revelation. It will take investment. In 2023, don't stay at the level of information with which you enter into that year. Improve your level of information, because your life will not improve because of time. It will improve when light comes. And the higher your light, the better your life. Let's stand to our feet this morning. We are following knowledge. We are following knowledge. I want you to sing that song, and you are going to pray a prayer, or you pray one prayer and pray several prayers into that one prayer. But you are going to tell God that I'm walking in power, I'm working miracles, I live a life of favor. I know who I am. I'm walking in power, I'm working in miracles, I live a life of favor. Cause I know who I am. I'm walking in power, I'm walking in miracles, I live a life of favor. To touch your head as a connection to every part of you, and I want you to tell God, make me hungry, make me humble, help me to walk in the fear of the Lord. Help me, help me, help me. I don't want to not know and be pretending that I know. I don't want what I know to be smaller, and I want to know the one that knows. I want to know the truth. I know I can know you more, because the more I know you, the more I can know you. So I receive help this morning. Come on, go ahead, receive the help. Receive the help, because your knowledge will translate into power. It will translate in miracles. It will translate in walking in all of what God wants for you. If God has said 2023 will be a year of overflow, will be a year of the double portion, it will not happen because He said it. It will happen because there is a level of knowledge that you get into. As that, there will be a dimension of God that will flow to you in this season and beyond, that will cause you to be hungry, that will cause you to stay in humility, that will cause you to walk in the fear of God, and will cause the name of the Lord to be glorified. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Because of time again, I want everybody to put their hands on their chest, and I will walk this prayer, even though I know some of us, we may not need it, because we already know Him. At least we have that basic knowledge of Him. But there's somebody in this audience who may not know Jesus. We are going to say this with me loud and clear. Say, in the name of Jesus, I confess that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. I submit to Jesus, and I ask Jesus to lead me. I declare I'm a child of God. I'm born again. In Jesus' name.